Chimes. Purrs. And the Bella. All right. So, hey, let's do this, okay? All right. Hey, everybody. Shane here, dailyastrocat.com. Slightly abbreviated and subdued dailyastrocat.com. Not feeling very good. Got it in my mouth, in my voice, in my mouth. Listen to that. So we're going to do this as quickly as possible. Hopefully efficiently. And hopefully I don't have to cut it too many times, okay? All right. A lot of moon action today. And originally I thought that I would shine. And this would be a good shiny day. A good day to have your star rise and shine. Probably still is like that. Only because we have that Leo sun coming out. And it doesn't really favor creativity so much as what you have done. All right. That at last, we have that anaretic degree, that very close to the anaretic degree. We're not quite there yet, I don't think, but the sun is in the very last parts of Aries. It actually goes into Taurus, I believe, tomorrow. So this is what we're looking at, okay? We're looking at a day for that, and it's going to be fantastic. All right, we have our sun in the 29th degree. That's the anaretic degree. That's more Aries than Aries, right? That's where Aries is going to get aggressive. That's where it's going to get extremely pioneering. Today, you do best to try not to get aggravated at all, okay? Because otherwise, it's just going to blow right up. We want to watch out for that, right? Because that's where our sun is at, and it's going to be, it'll be affecting that moon a little bit, because that sun will be trine, the moon will be trine with the sun in Aries. And basically, that just means that when somebody challenges us, we are not going to back down. Now, don't be argumentative about it. But you can hold your own ground, all right? Because we do need to let ourselves shine. We also, basically, when the moon enters Virgo at 10:10 this in the morning, that trine happens to be with the sun in Leo at that last degree in Leo. We get a totally different vibe on the day, and we start to get into that part where we can really drill down and get into some details. At work, because that's what those Virgo moons are good for. They're good for working, they're good for being a service, and they're also good for getting some detailed work done. I happen to really like them as a Virgo ascendant. It just is something that just is, it's good. It's good to be able to work on your creative stuff because you can do that, the back channel work, I guess is what I'd like to call it. And it makes it very, very possible for you to just, add things. You can add things. You can get more things done. It's kind of a lot of fun, right? So we've got that Virgo moon coming on, and it's a focused moon even. So that means we're going to be really, really hyper-focused. There is nothing after that, after the moon enters Virgo at 10:10, but till the end of the day. So we are free to be exacting. We are free to be, doing our things. It's a great time to be working. It's a great time to be working on things. We allowed everything to happen. Now we can just kind of like shine. We can shine in a different way because we actually get to polish it rather than just stay there and say, hey, look at me. We can actively shine it up and we're good. So moon in Virgo, that's totally different, right? Let's be happy. I like Virgo moons. They're good for working, good for getting a lot of stuff done. And it's also going to work, in our favor when the sun enters Taurus, because that's immediate trine material, with the moon. And that means we're going to be coming up to that black moon Lilith over the weekend. So it promised to be a pretty crazy weekend. It'll be fun. Okay. We'll be able to do some freedom searching. Our color is new maple leaves, okay? Today's keyword is also shine. Look, it's time to discover what you really want and need, and if you don't quite get it, don't sweat it. You gotta allow for some grace to happen, okay? Well, we're in the mood to get into the weeds because that's what we do, right? That's what we do in Virgo. We get into the weeds. We dig deep to bring about desired changes in our lives. And as Mars and Saturn further separate, that creativity starts to renew. And here's a question to contemplate. What do you need to feel a sense of freedom? Here's Black Moon Lilith coming in, right? We're never truly free, but if you could be, what would you want it to feel like? Are you able to do the kind of work that would entail? And why did you not calculate correctly this week? What did you not calculate correctly this week? Reflect and get ready for a possible correction, okay? In 1966, Bill Russell becomes the first African-American coach in the NBA history. He was the coach of the Boston Celtics. And in 1882, believe this one, huh? Leopold Stokowski, a British conductor from the Philadelphia Orchestra. He was there from 1912 to 1940. He also was the conductor of Disney's Fantasia and the American Symphony Orchestra for 10 years afterwards, from 1962 to 1972. He was born in London, England, and he died in 1977. And that's what we have for you. Today is a six. Happy astrocatting.